Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Lozinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The first baseman, Barbaro Garby. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The DH, Rod Allen. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards second. Whitaker scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski takes first base on ball four. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up towards third. Law settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon takes first base on ball four. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Herndon moves to third. Rod Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law can't make a play. That's a base hit. Herndon scores. Lemon moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Will Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0-for-1 in the game. Garby is hit by the pitch. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Garby moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Herndon hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Hill interferes with Herndon, who is awarded first base. Garby moves to third. Parrish moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lozinski hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rod Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen strikes out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a pop-up towards first. Garby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Garby hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Trammell moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Herndon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Law hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Law reaches second base with a double. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fletcher bunts towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lozinski hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Fletcher moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rod Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 2 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Law moves to third. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Law is walked intentionally. Cruz moves to second. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Scott Fletcher. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski now playing shortstop. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barbaro Garby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Garby hits a ball on the ground towards second. Cruz can't make a play. That's a base hit. Whitaker moves to second. Ron Reed now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. There goes Whitaker trying to get to home. Kittle throws the ball into Hill, who tags Whitaker, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Garby moves to second. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Herndon hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Garby scores. Parrish moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Luzinski is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Baines moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Law hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans pinch hits for Rod Allen. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a pop-up towards the mound. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Marty Castillo now playing third base. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cruz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Law hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Trammell bunts towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Cruz covering, for the out. Whitaker moves to second. One out. Dave Bergman pinch hits for Barbaro Garby. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to third. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.